The second paragraph, the second topic, is actually related in a sense. Abinadab says that how would a person serve Hashem, knowing that Hashem is so great, far above our conception? How do you serve Hashem who seems so distant, so far? We could understand serving a Havdil, a human king. He is one of us. He's closer to us. How do you serve one who's far above all he have as all creation? What type of service could we give to Hashem? How could we fulfill the mitzvahs properly? Abinadab says the simple advice, very simple, clear, pure advice is true, of course. And Hashem is so far above the conception of any single human being, yet all we have to do is, in serving Hashem, to say, Hashem, you have asked us, you have ordered us this day to get up, to go to shul, to daven. First order is to go to shul and daven tefillah b'tzibur, and then to say the tefillahs of shachris to you. Put on the tefillah, the tzitzis. This we do without understanding completely how we are actually serving you. But how do we do this? We do this by transferring the entire responsibility to you. Hashem, you know what the mitzvah is actually, and so we say, we believe firmly, faithfully, that you are the creator, you have commanded us of this mitzvah, and we hereby give you the responsibility of seeing to it that the mitzvah we perform is done properly. We have complete faith in you, complete bitachon, confidence, that you are the one, the only one that can perfect our mitzvah. We are right to say, Hashem, you gave us the mitzvah, can't get it back, you do it. The answer is that Abinadab said, it is very good, it is very good, it is excellent for a person to cast himself upon Hashem and say, Hashem, I believe in you implicitly, take me, watch over me, care for me. Not just with putting on tefillin, not just with davening. I get up in the morning and I say, today I must go to business. I don't know if I'll have any customers come to the store, to business, or make any sales today, if I'll earn enough to bring home enough money or food for my household. It's a big problem, but I will not worry about it. Why? Because today, Ashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha B'huyecha Galecha. Ada says, cast your worries to Hashem. Hashem, I have problems, I have bills to pay today, I have creditors, I have other things coming up. You know what? I give all this to you, Hashem, today, and I will cease worrying about it. How can I stop worrying if I'll have people coming to me demanding money? Very simply because my faith in Hashem is so solid and so pure, I know that Hashem is very wealthy. How wealthy? Very well. Wealthy enough. I need money. Hashem has enough to provide for me in addition to all the rest of the needs of the world. And I have confidence that Hashem will provide for me. I have a right to have this confidence because this is serving Hashem. The habitochon is the true service of Hashem. The tach by Hashem is a mitzvah. The habitochon of Hashem, I have confidence. And you perform your mitzvahs as you have to. Leave the worries, the problems to Hashem. If you think that this is a wrong move, Abinadab says it's a much worse move if you don't do this. Look at the gray hairs and the ulcers of the person who does not do this. What do you lose if you give your worries over to Hashem? If throughout the day you don't bother worrying, you have confidence in Hashem, the result is, inadvertently, inevitably, in most cases, you'll find that the day comes out fine. A person goes out of the day fully alive, he has what to eat. There's a difference, though. One person comes out with all the worries on his mind, and all these worries were for nothing. It turned out that there was enough earned that day. The problems were solved to enough of a degree. Second person who said to Hashem, here's my worries, here are my worries, in all my concerns and cares, I give them to you to take care of for me, and I am free. free to serve you with a clear mind. This person has gained a day of a worryless day, a carefree day. At the same time, his entire day was spent in the true, pure service of Hashem. There is no greater serving Hashem than having faith and confidence in Hashem. Here you have a mitzvah with schara betzida. The reward is right there on the side of it, doubly so. And this, Abinadab says, refers to, in a time of stress, to serve Hashem with simcha. A person is worried, he's not happy. Tzedek says, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with a very happy frame of mind, with a carefree attitude, but a degree of simcha in the midst of this bitachon. Confidence with simcha. Of course, this must be coupled with the obedience to the mitzvahs. Each day you have the mitzvah of tefillah, which supersedes all of the mitzvahs, because the Gemara says, Aveda, serving Hashem, Aveda Belev, Zu Tefillah. Serving Hashem Yahab means the act of davening. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we had the act of bringing sacrifices. Today the act is done through tefillah. So we have this mitzvah of tefillah, and this perfects a person. Because if he serves Hashem with simcha, confidence, he has the simcha and the bitachon in the combined, merging with this, serving Hashem in tefillah, he now has simcha, bitachon, tefillah. He has the peace, the true peace, which makes up the Shabbos, Shabbos Menucha. Simcha, bitachon, tefillah, Rosh Teves, Shabbos. This Abinadab says too, that this combines to make up the Shabbos, because the Shabbos itself, the average Jew, a normal Jew, the religious Jew, when it comes to Shabbos, he is very rested. He's at peace with the world, with himself. He forgets about his problems during the week. The Gemara says, 6 days you should work. When it comes to Shabbos, you will have finished all your work. How does a person finish all his work in 6 days? Because when Shabbos comes, he drops every thought about work as though it's all completely finished. This is a good manner of observing the Shabbos. Drop everything, all your worries, and rest completely on the Shabbos. This is a very good solution to a person who has problems during the week, a very good means of enjoying the Shabbos. At the same time, the more religious a person is, the more observant he is, again, the more worried he is. Because if you understand the importance of Shabbos, and the importance of Shabbos is one that is above all other mitzvahs, we have to put all mitzvahs on a scale. In value, in importance, there's no question that Shabbos is the most important of all mitzvahs. So the Kodesh says, Bereishis. Bereishis means in the beginning. Bereishis means the first. The very first, the most important, above all, Bereishis, is the letters Yodei Shabbos. Respect the Shabbos, fear the Shabbos, and if you do, Grizel says, Shabsoisai Tishmeinu. You should observe the Shabbos. Then, if you do so, you really observe the Shabbos, right? Midoshi tiro, you will see my Beis HaMikdash built. Ani Hashem, I promised it. Because the future of a Jew, as one who will see the coming of Mashiach, is dependent upon the Shabbos Kodesh. That's why the only statement made there, the Gemara says, is that if the Jews would observe two Shabbos, or even one Shabbos, according to the Shomi, Mashiach would come immediately. You know, see, for those Jews, Mashiach would come. The Shabbos is the key to Mikdashi Tiro. You will see my base of Mikdash built, Mikdashi. And therefore, since the Shabbos is the most important of all mitzvahs, it is above all mitzvahs, the Jew retains his title as Jew if he observes the Shabbos. A mechalel Shabbos loses that title. Of course, a Jew who commits sins is still a Jew, the Gemara says. Yisrael, a Jew, al pi shechata Yisraelu. Though he sinned, he is still considered called a Jew. but he is a Jew with the laws dinim of a goy tacked unto him. Dinoi ki akum l'chol devora. So Shabbos being the most important of all mitzvahs, the most pleasant of all mitzvahs, the Gemara calls it matana teva, same time it is the most dangerous of all mitzvahs. Your Shabbos too is called a mountain. It is a mountain of mitzvahs that hangs by a slender thread, a thin strand of hair, which holds up this entire mountain. Thin strand refers to the very few words in the Torah which give us the dinim of Shabbos. Yet there is a mountain of halachas, a mountain of laws about the Shabbos, so many that it is the most complex set of laws in the entire Torah. We have a whole Gemara called Masechta Shabbos. We have a whole section of Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos. This, too, branches out into many more facets. A person who breaks one of those laws, Midaraisa, has committed a sin that is so serious, the penalty for it is death. The worst kind of death, death by stoning, skewa. Now, which person is a complete bucky, completely clear in knowledge of all the laws of Shabbos, where he says, I know I've done nothing wrong, when it's so simple to break the Shabbos? If you have a plate of food in front of you, you have vegetables on this plate, three different kinds of vegetables and a piece of meat. What harm are you doing if the food is kosher, prepared to Shabbos in a perfectly kosher manner? And a person will be sitting there and breaking the Shabbos by just moving one piece of vegetable the wrong way, breaking the law of Beder, and for this, there is a penalty of death, chas v'shalom. There's a lot to learn about the Shabbos, of course. Or going to a closed closet and picking out a coat or a suit. There are so many laws that a person's hair would stand up just at the dread, the thought that he's breaking a law that is worse than murder. The penalty is worse than if a person commits murder, and it's so easy to break these laws. So what happens to a Jew then who is observant? The Shabbos comes, instead of being relaxed and happy, he's very nervous. How am I going to fulfill the laws of Shabbos completely and come through it unscathed? I'm supposed to obey this Shabbos, Yore Shabbos, but Ashes above all else, and I might be breaking 10 or more different laws during the day. In this case, Abinadol says, too, a person is not an angel. A person is supposed to observe the dinner to the best of his ability. Of course, he's required. It is incumbent upon him. He's obligated to learn the dinim of Shabbos. That is a must. And especially on Shabbos itself. As the din says, the word Shabbos, the letters Shabbos, Bishabbos, Tumoid. The rules of Shabbos should be learned especially on Shabbos. The best time to learn about it, to know about the dinim of Shabbos. Same time, though, a person can feel it as much as he learns, which is true, there is still so much more to learn, he might be doing things that are wrong en route. About this, Abinadol says, when Shabbos comes, Abinadol said it, Shabbos comes, I fill with happiness, and I say to Hashem, I have problems on Shabbos too, about the obedience, the compliance of the laws of Shabbos. Hashem, hereby present you with all my problems. They're yours now, I'm free. A Jew can do that. Give your problems of the weekdays to Hashem, give your problems of Shabbos to Hashem, and especially Yom Tovim. You have Pesach comes along. It's the most dreaded holiday for women. When a woman fears Pesach from Isur Chagshel Pesach. Pesach is over. She begins to fear the next Pesach. Of course, of the cleaning problems and the transferring of the dishes and so on. And of course, this is not a light thing. It cannot be taken lightly by any man because the Isur of chametz is so serious that the tiniest mashu, tiniest drop, can make a whole house treif chas v'shalom. And the Isur of chametz is not like another Isur, not like even like chazer. Chazer is a meisaseh, whereas is malchus, you know what malchus is, 39 lashes, whereas chametz is koris. Again, a death penalty from heaven. How can a person who was not an angel avoid the tiniest mashu, less than a crumb, a pinhead of chametz? No matter how hard he tries, there might be a piece left yet, chas v'shalom. Tiny pinhead. For this, person can worry, can destroy the whole Simcha of Yom Tov. Benedel said, when Pesach comes, I say to Hashem, I've cleaned my house to the best of my ability. I sold my chametz properly. I've done all the laws preparing for Pesach. I've gone out of my way to buy the best shmuna matzah. Now my problems, Hashem, I give to you. All the problems about chametz, mashu, these dinim, Hashem, for you. I am free now to celebrate with Simcha Yom Tov Pesach. And the same thing, too, with Sukkos, the various laws of Sukkos, rest of the Yom Tov, especially when you have the day, the awesome, fearsome day of judgment, the Shoni Yom Kippur. A person is supposed to come before Hashem with filled with fear and awe. On that day, too, a person should be filled with Simcha also. Hashem, I come to you on this day, and you're about to judge me, the day of life and death. A book of life and death is opened. And my life now is hanging in the balance. Should I worry about it? I am filled with Simcha because I know that the door is open for me to come to you and say, I want to come back. I want to repent, to erase my past. And you want me to say it, but you want to write me in the book of life because Atanesnya Bafeshim. Therefore, I come again to you and I say, I have problems again. This awesome day, it's a fearful day. You take the problems of mine, I'll be free, a free mind, to be able to serve you today properly. By listening to the Shofar with a clear mind, by davening with a clean heart, without worries about the past. These worries I give to you. You recall the case of the Baditcher Mazal, who once said on Yom Kippur, Hashem, this is Yom Kippur, the day of judgment. It's a holiday. All business is closed, especially the stock market, where they trade stocks. However, Hashem, you can do everything. You can even trade stocks today, too. Hey, if I make a deal with you, Hashem, because you have something which we need, we have something which you need, which you want us to get rid of. Fine, we'll make a trade with you. We're stocked up a lot of old warehouses full of sins, all kinds of sins, every type. You have an oitzer, a treasury roll full with slicha, mechilaka, part of forgiveness. You give us your treasury, we'll give you ours, and we're even. Take away our sins, give us your slicha, and this is our deal with you. And of course, if these words are said sincerely, we know that the Levi Yisrael B'Dishrazel's people were forgiven. They came out pretty clean then. Anybody with a sincerity can do this. And this is because he follows with Emunah the words of the Tzadikimus. Benedel said, Tev me, I did it. Very good to do this. Do it with bitochen. Do it with simcha. And Hashem will erase all a person's problems, both physically and spiritually. It should be zecha b'emes, to become truly attached, a kushet of the tzaddik emes, to Rabbeinu Zal, and thereby serve Hashem with all our might, with all our power. Zecha that Hashem should bring us closer and closer to his avodah, and then to ultimately deserve seeing the Yeshuas Hashem Gehera Fayin, a Gula Shlema with the coming of Mashiach, Bein Beis Mikdash and Heda, Amen V'Yomein.